today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
A very wise man said these words, "Know thyself." Do you know who you are? How many people know that they are not what they do? Most people, if you ask them, "Who are you?" they would tell you what they do for a living. That's not who they are. Then some, if you ask them, "Who are you?" would tell you about the role they play in their family or their community, that they're a father, a husband, a wife, a student, a son, a daughter, or some other role they play. That's not who they are. While many will respond with, "What do you mean?" To know thyself is the greatest challenge facing people today. We have been indoctrinated by the world and our environment to identify with our name or the position at our job. You are more than your name. You are more than the position that you have at work. Your name is like the number on your mailbox. That's how we identify you. Your position at work is what you do when you are there. It's not who you are. If you don't know who you are, you won't know what you're supposed to do. Let me reintroduce you. Let me remind you who you are and what you're supposed to be doing. You are the very image of God. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, it states, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them." You are the crowning point of his creation, a living being made in God's image to rule. That's who you are. You are a living being capable of embodying God's communicable attributes. From a rational perspective, you are like God in that you can reason and you have intellect, will, and emotion. From a moral perspective, you are like God because you were good and sinless. Yes, in the beginning, you only knew good and were sinless until the fall in the garden. What are you supposed to be doing? In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, it states, "Then God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves on the earth.'" You are God's representative, dominion, and representation, image, and likeness on the earth. That's who you are, and that's what you're supposed to be doing, ruling. Now that you know who you are, whose you are, and what you are to be doing, let's get started today. Take the stage of life and walk in your authority. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.